First Peter is the book of the salvation of the soul. It has been called the epistle of the living hope and could be called the epistle of suffering. One scholar has said, of all the writings of the New Testament, First Peter is perhaps the most anciently and most unanimously attested. It has also been called the Job of the New Testament. Let's look at 1 Peter and follow the format that we've used with all the other books we've looked at in this series, beginning with authorship. Who was the author of 1 Peter? The book says that Peter was the author. The first verse of the first chapter says that Peter penned this portion of the New Testament. The similarities between 1 Peter and Peter's sermon in Acts, as well as tradition, support that conclusion. All right, second question. Who were the recipients of this book? The book repeatedly mentions suffering. Some conclude that Peter was written after the outbreak of persecution begun by Nero, which was in the fall of 64 AD. Others, however, point out that there is no evidence in the epistle that the persecution had resulted in martyrdom. Therefore, the epistle was written on the eve of the outbreak of Nero's persecution. If that's the case, then the date is either 63 or early 64 AD. 1 Peter 1:1 says, to the pilgrims of the dispersion. That, plus the injunction to keep their behavior excellent among the Gentiles in chapter 2 verse 12, gives the impression that the readers were Jewish Christians. Yet the content of the letter indicates that they were Gentiles. Both conclusions are right. The Gentiles were probably in the majority. These Jewish and Gentile believers lived in Asia Minor in regions not mentioned in the book of Acts. The occasion of the letter was the news of growing opposition. These believers were being slandered and attacked because of their faith. They were hated because of their withdrawal from sinful practices. There were also charges of disloyalty to the state. Peter calls all of these fiery trials. All right, what is the subject of this book? That is a debated subject, frankly. What is the subject then? 1 Peter is about salvation, not salvation in the initial sense of the word, that is, justification, but in the progressive sense of the term, that is, sanctification. It is very clear from chapter 1, verse 3 that they were regenerated. Yet salvation is said to be the goal of their faith, and they were in the process of receiving it. That's in chapter 1, verse 9. Therefore, the subject of the book is the salvation of the soul. The Greek word soul means life. It's saving their life from the damage of sin. The subject of 1 Peter, then, is the salvation of the soul, meaning the salvation of your life. What is the structure of the book? How does Peter take the subject of the salvation of the soul and then develop it? Well, the literary structure of 1 Peter is that it is a letter. It begins with a standard salutation followed by a thanksgiving. After the body of the book, there are personal greetings and a benediction. Only the customary prayer is missing. With that in mind, I would suggest an outline that looks something like this. There is a salutation in chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, followed by a thanksgiving in chapter 1, verses 3 to 12. Then the body of the book in chapter 1, verse 13, through chapter 5, verse 9. And finally, the fourth major part of the book is personal greetings and a benediction, in 5:10 through 14. Now what I'd like to do is go back and look at the body of the book, that section that begins in 1:13 and goes through 5:9. an outline of just the body of the book would look like this. Peter talks about the salvation of the soul in relationship to God. That's 1:13 through 21. Peter talks about the salvation of the soul in relationship to other believers. That's chapter 1, verse 22 through chapter 2, verse 10. Peter talks about the salvation of the soul in relationship to the world in 2:11 through 3:7. Peter talks about the salvation of the soul in relationship to life in general in 3:8 to 4:6. And he talks about the salvation of the soul in relationship to the end of the age, which is 4:7 to 5:9. So the subject of the book of 1 Peter is the salvation of the soul, meaning how to save your life from sin. And Peter touches on different areas of your life, like our relationship to the Lord, our relationship to believers, our relationship to the world, and our relationship to life in general, as well as the end of the age. But the subject is the salvation of the soul, and the development is to touch on all these various areas in our life. What is the purpose of 1 Peter? The purpose of 1 Peter is to encourage the original readers. Peter says he wrote to exhort and to testify. There are 34 imperatives in this book. Peter exhorts believers to holiness, love, growth, submission, service, and on we could go. All of which can be summarized as the salvation of the soul, or, as he says at the end of the book, the grace of God. The second purpose of 1 Peter is to testify. His exhortations to stand fast in the faith constitute his testimony to the fact that this is the true grace of God. They were facing and would face in the future persecution, suffering, fiery trials. Such pressure would no doubt tempt them to doubt, to faint-heartedness, and to failure. Peter assures them that they are right in spite of the opposition that they are currently experiencing. So to sum it all up, Peter wrote to Jewish and Gentile Christians to testify concerning the true grace of God and exhort them to save themselves from a life of fleshly lust by submitting to the will of God even in the face of suffering. A spiritual lesson for us to learn is that believers save themselves from spiritual damage by living a holy, loving, submissive, serving life, even in the midst of suffering. Remember, 1 Peter is the book of the salvation of the soul.